Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. We think of fingerprints as being something each of us carries around on the terminal knuckle of our fingers, unchanging and unique from everybody else's. That might be true for our digits, but new research suggests that our brains have fingerprints too, and that we can find them pretty quickly. Using an MRI machine, neuroscientists can create what amounts to a map of your brain, called a functional brain connectome. The human brain is a little like a country with different regions in it, one region for short-term memory, another for hearing, another for hand movement. The first map of the brain was published in 1909 by a German physician who defined 52 distinct areas of the brain. These days, these brain regions are called cortical areas, and researchers have identified 180 of them, and they're connected by these little neural fibers that act as highways. A connectome is based on the activity that a person is doing and what parts of the brain this activity needs to use. In 2015, a Yale University study found that no two brain connectomes are the same, that when given MRI images taken of the same several brains over the course of a few days, the connectivity fingerprint of each brain could help scientists match up the brain with the study participant with around 95% accuracy. Then, in a study that appeared in the journal Science Advances in October of 2021, the scientists examined how long it actually took to capture a snapshot of a person's brain fingerprint. In the past, MRI images were captured over the course of several minutes, but the research team wondered if they could be taken in a shorter time. In a press release, researcher Enrico Amico said, "Until now, neuroscientists have identified brain fingerprints using two MRI scans taken over a fairly long period. But do the fingerprints actually appear after just 5 seconds, for example? Or do they need longer? And what if fingerprints of different brain areas appeared at different moments in time? Nobody knew the answer. So we tested different timescales to see what would happen. Emiko and his colleagues found that 5 seconds didn't cut it, but 1 minute and 40 seconds was long enough to capture a brain fingerprint, and further, that an individual's unique brain map began appearing first in sensory areas of the brain, like those related to eye movement and visual perception and attention. Brain fingerprints in regions related to more complex functions, like the frontal cortex, developed over longer periods of time. The research team plans to compare the brain fingerprints of patients with Alzheimer's to those of healthy people. Emiko explained in the press release, "Based on my initial findings, it seems that the features that make a brain fingerprint unique steadily disappear as the disease progresses. It gets harder to identify people based on their connectomes. It's as if a person with Alzheimer's loses his or her brain identity." Knowing this could mean earlier detection of neurological conditions like autism, stroke, or dementia that might cause a brain fingerprint to disappear. Today's episode is based on the article, "Our Brains Have Fingerprints and We Can Find Them Fast," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesslyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.